taste testing. Angie knew she was trying to create a memory from when her Nona had fried up tomatoes straight from the garden. But just because it was a vague and distant food memory didn't mean it wasn't worth pursuing. Angie grabbed a bottle of water from the fridge and glanced at her team. They'd only been together about a month, but the chemistry was working. Nancy and Matt worked together on one dish, with Nancy clearly taking the lead and Matt following her directions like they were cooking for the White House. Angie wondered if there was a romance brewing between the two, and if so, if it would mess up her kitchen if it got serious or imploded. On the other side of the kitchen, Esteve Blackstone, her sous chef and second in command, walked Hope through the knife cuts. Hope was actually their dishwasher, but she was attending culinary school, so she jumped at any chance she got to actually cook. Angie watched as Hope practiced the chop she'd just been shown, then looked up at Esteve for guidance. This was the kind of kitchen she'd dreamed of running, one where people were engaged and willing to help each other. She'd worked in a few places where the competition took main stage and the food was more of a sideline. She liked this environment much better. "Wrap it up, people. We've got a taste testing to serve." Angie started plating her own dish. The taste test would be the first order of business at the staff meeting that Felicia had already started with her servers and the bartender. The kitchen staff was expected in less than 10 minutes. And remember, no lobbying for votes. This is about the food, not about who cooked it. "Yeah, but we are so going to kick butt in this." Matt high-fived Nancy. His partner shook her head at his exuberance. She glanced over at Angie. "Sorry, he's a little bit wired on coffee this morning." "I'd say he's delusional." Esteve set the family-style plate of tomatoes on the expediting station. "Especially since it's clear that the recipe Hope and I developed is superior." Angie laughed as she finished her own plating and took the dish forward. "You all forget. The boss always wins."
"Not when it's a blind taste test."
Hope joined in the banter. Her face beamed from the heat of the kitchen and the joy she always seemed to radiate.
"I love cooking with you guys. It almost feels like I'm a part of the team."
"You are a part of the team." Nancy hugged her. "Now let's get cleaned up and go join the front of the house. I've got a date tonight with a bathtub and a bottle of wine. Man, my upper body takes a beating at the grocery store." Nancy worked a second job on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. With her shifts at the county seat, Nancy was working every day of the week. Angie knew her prep cook, pastry chef, needed the money, but she couldn't move the team to a more full-time schedule until fall. Although they were getting closer to running that as bookings were filling up quickly. They left the dishes under the warming lights and went into the dining room, where Felicia and her crew were just wrapping up their weekly meeting. At Felicia's nod, two of the servers stood and headed back to the kitchen to bring out the food.
"Welcome to the party. We just finished going over this month's menu and any changes in the service. Anything you want to add?"
Felicia poured a glass of water as she sat at one end of the table. They called their meetings family meals, and as a tradition, Felicia, as head of the front of house, sat at one end of the table. Angie took the opposite end. Angie liked the family feel. For too many years after her parents had died, it had been just her and Nona at the table. She'd never had the big gather-around-the-table kind of meals, so she'd made her own family, her work family. "I'm interested in any comments, good or bad, you may overhear from the guests. Just because they don't tell you up front they don't like something doesn't mean everything is all right. Look for unfinished plates or unhappy looks on their faces. If they don't like what they ordered, offer them something else to replace it. We want every guest to want to make the county seat a regular in their dining out schedule." Angie glanced over the other notes and decided to leave them for the next meeting. She didn't want her main message to be diluted.
"We are playing with some interesting flavor combinations here in the kitchen. Not everyone is going to like what we serve, but we can find something on the menu they will like, or I'll make